Okay, so how you doing, brother man?
I'm doing good.
Good, and could you tell me your name, please?
My name is Lawrence Sappho.
Okay. Nice to meet you, Lawrence. Okay, my name is Centuria, and I'll be conducting your interview. It'll just be a wholesome 9 questions. It won't be too long.
Okay.
So I need to know, how long have you lived in Oakland?
I lived in Oakland for at least 22 years.
Okay. So what part?
I lived in North Oakland on Rock Ridge area.
Okay. All right. So if you was to sum yourself up in a nutshell, who are you?
Who am I?
Yes.
Interesting. Well, I'm a young black brother that's been raised by a single mother. And my father was never in my life for a very long time. And so my godfather came into my life and became my father and taught me the ways of being the man and how to actually take care of a family as well.
Okay. All right. So how do you see yourself as a result from your godfather and your mom?
Seeing my results, I'm actually doing quite good. This being my last semester in college, you know, I'm enjoying every bit of it.
So what are your majors?
I'm majoring in musical therapy, which basically we help people that have AIDS and cancer and have suicide problems. And what we do is we sit down and we introduce music and show them how to play music at the same time. And basically having conversations of how we can basically balance your mindset with music.
Oh, awesome. That sounds great. So how did you arrive to where you are today? Your life, well, you kind of summed that up already, so we don't skip that. What does gentrification mean to you?
Gentrification?
Yes.
Ooh. It's an interesting word. I don't even know what that even means.
Well, what gentrification is when you have like a area that's predominantly, or a certain race predominantly lives in this area, and then some people from another part of the world, different city, town, and they come over and they buy up everything and remove the predominantly race in that area.
I mean, I've seen that several times around here. I mean, it's like it's so many us taking over, so many African Americans. We're taking over some blocks. We are. Mm-hmm. And we're taking over so many different towns and so many different cities. And it's like, now it's like, it's feeling like Africa all over again a little bit. But then it's starting to feel like a little bit slavery, because we getting certain people that would be racist to us and saying certain things that would be like, dang, when I came here, I didn't come here to just be harassed, you know, being raced. I came here to feel like I'm home. And that's just what I think about it, that basically Oakland is supposed to be home. Mm-hmm. It's not supposed to be back in the day in slavery times. So.
I got you. So how does living in Oakland impact your life?
I mean, living in Oakland, I've been raised here all my life. My grandma was, and my great parents, they wasn't really originally from Oakland. They was from Texas and Louisiana. But being here, it's kind of new to me, because I mean, I'm seeing different places. I go different places. I didn't even know we have so many beautiful sights out here that some of these countries and cities don't even have.
But you want to tell me about one beautiful sight?
One beautiful sight is going up to Merritt College, and you park your car like right there. You can see the whole entire city. You can see San Francisco. You can see so many different parts. And it's like at nighttime, you could just see lights. It's like we see New York. We can see Brooklyn. We can see so many different places. We don't need the Big Apple. We got it. So
nicely put.
That's how I look at it.
So what do you love the most about your community?
Well, I love that when we say we can give back, we can really pull back. We can really give it. We can do full force. We can actually go straight in there. And like for myself, when I say I want to give back, I'll do it. Yeah. Like it's so many people that's making, you know, corporations, groups, clubs, and all that. It's just amazing how we can just give back. Uh-huh. And it's like, to me, this Oakland, we're a giving back city.
Okay.
So that's why I see that.
So if you can change one thing in your community, you had to party change one thing, what would it be?
Really, I wish the world could change all around. I really wish that we never even had violence. Mm-hmm. I never wish that we even had killings, that we even had anything of the sort of violent things, because it's like, if we didn't have none of that, it's just like learning from the movie Friday. Mm-hmm. It's not always what you got in your pockets, it's what you got here. And just picturing that, it's like listening to him and listening to just like seeing things, it's like we got so many different powers than just using guns and, you know, objects. Right. We got words, we got hands, you know.
Right.
But we use objects to be our main shield, our main protection. But that's how I see that.
Okay. And that's what you would change?
I would change the violence. That's what I would want to change.
Okay. So what do you hope for your future within the next 10, 20 years?
Well, I'll be married already. And basically, I'll be continuing giving back to people.
Okay. Do you see yourself living here for the next 10, 20 years?
No.
Why not?
Oh, because, I mean, I love it, but when it's time to go, it's time to depart.
Okay.
I'd rather go back to my old roots and, you know, travel to Africa and visit, you know, my roots, and then start growing from there and just transitioning, going on and on.
Okay. So, do you bring any photos with you?
Actually, I did.
Okay. Where were you guys at?
We were actually at the aquarium in San Francisco.
Oh, that's what the aquarium? Okay. Mm-hmm.
This is, that's me.
That's you?
This is my little brother, both of my little brothers and my other little brother, my mom and my other mom.
Guys, your mom look like your sister.
Yeah, that's the only thing about it.
Okay. So why does this photo stand out for you?
Because it's family. Family is always first, and family is always first and last.
Gotcha. All right. Well, thank you so much for your time, Lawrence. It was a pleasure.
It was a pleasure.
And you take care of yourself.
Thank you.
And happy early graduation.